the correct name to search for is Carbondale CO Mutual Aid Group. And it's a group, we started out making it a page, and then we had to migrate to a group. So you got to search for that.
Say the name again.
Carbondale CO Mutual Aid Group.
What was the genesis of this Facebook group?
Well, the genesis of it was over the weekend, I saw that friends in Grand Junction had set up something like this for that community. And I thought every community needs something like that. And I kind of thought of the quote from Mr. Rogers of like his mother telling him, you know, if there's anything scary happening, look for the helpers. There will always be helpers. And, you know, it seems like in the coming days and weeks, there will be people who need help, and there'll be a lot of us who are fine and can give help. So the idea of it is to connect people who need help with people who can give help. So, you know, we set up a Facebook group that enables everybody to post on it so they can post needs and they can post offers. And they can also post useful information. But we're hoping that it'll be a clearinghouse, a place that people can go to just get latest information, and particularly to match up needs with offers of help. I think it's happening all over the country, really. It makes sense to do it at the level of a community because I think the way things are going to play out is that the grocery store is going to be sort of the hub of activity. People are going to need a lot of errands being done locally. And so, you know, sort of the catchment area of a grocery store and other facilities is kind of the scale at which to organize ourselves.
Talk about some of the posts that have been made so far. What are people offering?
Basically, we've got a few offers of people saying, I can do whatever. I can walk dogs. I can bring groceries, drop off magazines, things like that, visit elderly community members. But obviously, we're trying to get this in place so that when the poop hits the fan, we're ready to go and people are already using the service. I foresee that the first need, which is probably we need to start addressing right now, is for childcare, for people who do need to go to work and the schools are out. Then there are the elderly who will need help because they're self-quarantining and they'll need errands to be done. And then, you know, when more people are sick, we'll probably have a lot more needs to deliver things to people and perhaps to provide respite for healthcare workers and things like that.
So you're preparing for the worst, it sounds like.
Well, we all are, aren't we? I mean, we all hope that by doing these preparations, it isn't necessary, but you got to prepare, right? I mean, you got to have a plan in place. I don't think at any given point there's going to be more than about 10% of the people sick or symptomatic, but still, we see what happens when everything shuts down. You know, there are people who need help, and then there are other people who have spare capacity, and we just need to match them up.
What are your thoughts about what's happening now? What are you feeling, and what are your thoughts about this?
Oh, probably like everybody. It's kind of disorienting and numbing and weird. It's like we're waiting for a hurricane to hit or something, but it's farther off than a hurricane, and it's vaguer than a hurricane. We don't really know. For me, it's just sort of concentrates the mind, and I think, okay, what can we do? Let's step up and plan and get ready. And so far, I see it bringing out the best in people. Everybody's pretty good-natured and helpful and smiling and reconnecting with each other, and I think it can be good. There's going to be suffering, and we need to work to alleviate that. But the things that we do, since we can't go out to the movies and we can't do so many things, we can channel that time into helping each other, and that's going to be a really good, beneficial thing.
So how can people get involved in this group?
If you're on Facebook, search for Carbondale CO Mutual Aid Group and just click join and then read the guidelines and post at will. I'm not under any illusions that everybody who needs help is going to be on this group. In fact, probably some of the most vulnerable people, like seniors, like members of the Latino community, probably aren't going to know about this group. And so we're already thinking about how we can harness the membership of this group to reach out in more old school fashion, neighborhood by neighborhood, to people who are possibly in need.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, I could use help with the administration of it, and also, you know, just liaising with town government or in nonprofits. Everybody who's got those kind of connections should probably be coordinating, and I'm sure it's already happening. And if they could connect our Facebook group with what's happening, that would be efficient for everybody.
Dave Reed, thanks for putting this Facebook group together.